The musical Mary Poppins just celebrated its 5th anniversary on Broadway. It will perform for the 2,136th time this weekend. When the producers at Disney Theatrical Productions approached WNYC's Richard Hake to do a story on this milestone, he had some reservations, but they made him an offer that he couldn't refuse.
Welcome to Disney's New Amsterdam Theater, home of Mary Poppins on Broadway.
In 1964, the producers probably didn't think a nanny arriving by flying umbrella would become an icon. Mary Poppins the movie is a part of my childhood, and I can't remember a time without it. It always airs on television around the holidays, and even today, if I catch it midway on some cable channel, I'll watch it till the end and sing along. I never saw the stage version, fearing it would ruin what I thought couldn't be made better. Here, I meet David Schrader, the managing director of Disney Theatrical Productions, who says audiences do relate.
They remember Julie Andrews, and she won an Oscar for her role in the movie, so she's indelible in our heads. But then, can I accept it in a new form, in a new generation? And indeed, 5 years running on Broadway would tell us people do.
He says Disney sells optimism, and they do it through magic, or at least the illusion of magic. And the best way to really see it is up close and personal.
Have you been on Broadway before?
I have never been on Broadway. I've been on the radio quite a bit, but I've never been on Broadway.
Well, you should become a chimney sweep. That's what you should do.
You think I look like a chimney sweep? I kind of have a Dick Van Dyke look. Is that what you're saying?
I think you could pull it off. But you're going to need to learn in addition, so we're going to have to send you to Broadway boot camp.
Broadway boot camp consists of an afternoon in rehearsal with the cast on the vast New Amsterdam stage.
Is everybody here? So guys, this is Richard.
Hi, Richard.
This is everybody. Richard will be joining us today.
Ryan Collier is the dance supervisor. He informs me I will appear on stage twice, the first time with the other chimney sweeps on the rooftops.
And then we'll add you into the last bit of Step in Time, which is where it turns into absolute chaos, but okay. It's always the fun one.
Standing on a Broadway stage for the first time and seeing all the moving parts of the set doesn't take anything away from the illusion of a quaint house and rooftop in 19th century London.
Rooftop coming in!
The house came to us.
This is bigger than my original apartment building in New York City. So.
But enough gawking. Now it's time to learn my part. The cast members guide me to climb on the rooftop with a 5-foot chimney sweep broom over my shoulder.
Then when I'm on, I will help you get up.
You're just going to step on
the
side there.
You're going to do the same thing. Step over that.
And step up over the railing. Come stand over here, right?
And we're going to stand here.
All three of us are just going to stand right here. Then I'm going to sing. Then he's going to sing. And then somebody else sings, right? So there's 4 solos, right?
And I'm not going to sing.
You're not going to sing.
No. Correct.
Unless you want to.
No.
Collier, my dance instructor, says the Step in Time number requires a lot more choreography.
What are we going to do? 5, 6, 7, 8. What are we going to do?
Step in Time! Step in Time!
This number requires me to run out of the house, chasing the housekeeper, skipping across center stage, leaning on a wall, dancing a do-si-do with a fellow sweep, jumping on a table and playing footsie with another, then running up the set staircase and shaking the hands of the cast children, and then saluting the audience and running out of the house. This all happens in about 90 seconds with complete craziness going on around me. I was told, don't worry, the rest of the cast knows exactly where you are.
Thank you, Brian. Good.
Very good.
There's no time to get nervous because I'm whisked to a dressing room to meet Helen Toth, the production wardrobe supervisor. She gives me some shoes.
You won't have taps. We're not going to ask you to tap.
That's good. You don't want me to tap.
Okay.
She then fits me with dark gray pants, a matching vest, a cropped tattered jacket, red kerchief, and a classic newsboy's cap.
Close the button. All righty. There. Boom, you're a sweep.
Oh, that's a 41. Look at that.
Look at that.
Up to meet makeup supervisor Amy Porter.
I am about to make your face dirty.
Okay.
I'm going to take this black dirt. And we're going to put it on your face to make it look like a chimney has exploded.
As Act 1 is underway, I wait nervously in a dressing room with my name on it. Every now and then, cast members come by.
How's it going?
Good, how are you?
You ready?
I think so.
Excellent.
Well, we'll see you.
Okay.
Have fun out there.
Good.
The best piece of advice comes from Mary Poppins herself, played by actress Stephanie Lee.
Be careful. Don't fall off a roof. Be proud of your soot. And have a lot of fun.
Great.
Well, I can't wait to see you out there.
Come in.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Ready to go? It's time.
Is it time?
It is time.
Oh, boy.
You ready for it?
And then I step on the stage and make my Broadway debut.
Once we step on Step in Time.
Exhilarating doesn't even describe it. I hit my marks with the exception of a slight wrong turn at the very end, but my fellow castmates physically turn me in the right direction and guide me off the stage. Now I understand why people will do anything to perform on a Broadway stage. Take Stephanie Lee, who made her Broadway debut as Poppins in this production.
It's actually ironic because I left New York City to go do the tour, and I was a real-life nanny in New York of two kids. I was definitely not as good as Mary Poppins. She has many more tricks than I do, unfortunately.
But when you're in costume, on stage with a packed house and the orchestra plays, suddenly the line between reality and illusion is blurred, and the audience and actors alike are transported to new heights. For WNYC, I'm Richard Hake on Broadway.
For behind-the-scene photos of Richard in rehearsal and in his chimney sweep costume, click on culture at WNYC.org.